Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on March 14 regarding Ulrich, U-L-R-I-C-H, Markiewicz, M-A-R-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z. Ulrich Markiewicz is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7/7/20 when he fell off of a loading dock. But as a result, he believes he injured both shoulders, his right hand, left elbow, left knee, and ankle. But he was seen at virtual urgent care the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be tears in both shoulders. Paired, he underwent surgery on them on 9/6/20 and 1/6/21. Paired, he completed his course of active treatment in October 2021. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, he alleged he fell between the truck and the dock. Period. Medical records show he was seen at virtual occupational on 7/7/20. Period. He complained of body aches after an injury that morning. Period. A plate slid and he fell down between the dock and the truck. Period. His shoulders were wide enough to stop him from falling all the way through. Period. He had pain throughout his body, mostly involving the right shoulder, right elbow, and wrist, as well as the left knee and ankle. Period. He denied head trauma or loss of consciousness. Period. He underwent x-rays of the left ankle, left knee, right elbow, wrist, and both shoulders that were negative for fracture. Period. He was then initiated on conservative therapeutic measures. Period. Followed up on 7/14/20 and carried diagnoses of contusion of the shoulders, right elbow, wrist, left knee, and left ankle. Previously referred to orthopedist for his right shoulder in particular. Period. New paragraph. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 7/23/20. Period. He noted the lower extremity symptoms had now completely resolved, as did his wrist symptoms. Period. His left shoulder was improving, but his right shoulder was not. Period. Clinically, he thought the petitioner had a large right shoulder rotator cuff tear with a small left shoulder rotator cuff tear, for which he ordered an MRI of each shoulder. Period. These were done on 8/12/20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed these results with him on 8/17/20. Period. He recommended surgical repair. Of the right shoulder, and several months later, the left shoulder. Period. On 9/4/20, he underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery on the left shoulder on 1/6/21 to be inserted here. Period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. His progress is monitored by Dr. Lipschultz through 10/21/21, period, at that juncture. He had regained full range of motion of the shoulders, period. He did have some minor weakness related to them, but overall had been able to return back to work in a regular full-duty capacity without any complication. Period. Physical examination. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed portal scars about both shoulders, consistent with his surgeries. Period. There was excessive adipose tissue on both arms. Period. He states his biceps was torn but not repaired. Period. There was callus formation, dirty palms, dirt under the fingernails, and a rough texture to his hands bilaterally. Period. Left shoulder adduction. scratch that. Left shoulder internal rotation was mildly limited to 75 degrees with tenderness, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to L2 on the left and T11 on the right. Paired motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or unlocking. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive cross-arm adduction maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Extremity lower inspection revealed pes planus deformities bilaterally. Paired there was swelling of the left ankle. Paired there was mild tenderness to the left anterior ankle, but there was none on the right. Feet and ankle maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 7-7-20, Ulrich Markowitz fell between the loading dock and a truck, injuring multiple body areas. Pretty was seen at virtually the same day. Pretty had x-rays of his symptomatic areas, all of which were negative. Paired they initiated him on conservative care, but he remained symptomatic. Paired in the paragraph, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz beginning 7-23-20. Paired at his referral, the petitioner underwent MRI studies of both shoulders to be inserted here. Dr. Lipschultz performed sequential surgeries on the shoulders to be inserted here, followed by physical therapy. Paired as of discharge in 10-21-21, he was doing quite well. Paired in the paragraph of the current exam, found there to be minimally limited range of motion of the left shoulder, but this was full on the right. Paired had full range of motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers. Paired provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or compression neuropathy. Paired there was swelling of the left ankle and associated mild anterior tenderness. Paired provocative maneuvers at the ankles and knees were negative. He had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbosacral spines. The provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired new paragraphs, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referral to the right shoulder. Paired there is also 10% permanent partial total disability to the right, scratch that, left shoulder. Paired there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right elbow, comma, right wrist, comma, left ankle, comma, or left knee. Period. End.